John chapter 2, reading from a very familiar passage that I hope we can get something to honor the mothers this morning. John chapter 2, verse 1, looking at Jesus Christ at his first recorded miracle. Reads as follows, John chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother, everybody say mother, the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Father, we thank you for these words, God, as we set aside this Sunday to encourage, to honor the gift of motherhood. Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you take over, you take control, you move how you want to move. Encourage the heart, heal the heart, mend the broken, as we encourage our mothers and ourselves on this day, as the angels of heaven stand guard around this place. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to use this morning to talk about the subject title of Amazing Mothers. Amazing Mothers. And again, that is my assignment this morning, is to honor mamas. Amen. Because how many of you know mothers are very special people? as I said earlier, they're right up there with Jesus. Come on, somebody. It's not too many times you come to church and there's a buzz in church. And it's really on when we're celebrating the birth and the death of Jesus and on Mother's Day. There's always an excitement. There's always something, a buzz, getting up in the morning, getting ready to go. And it's just something special about mamas, man. Come on, somebody. And rightfully so, though, man. They deserve honor, because really, when you think about a mother, they are equipped. When you think about women, they are equipped. Y'all equipped to handle a whole lot. I mean, women have so many responsibilities when you think about it. They're kind of like the Holy Spirit. They are left to do everything. Come on, somebody. You know, when Jesus left, he says, "I leave you the Comforter. I must go that the Holy Spirit may come." And you know, the Holy Spirit's job is to pretty much do everything. Answer your prayers, open doors, encourage you, everything. And how many know that's exactly what mothers are? They have so many responsibilities, it would literally blow your minds. I mean, they just do everything. Somebody say everything. And especially single mamas. Come on, somebody. A single mama ain't no joke up in here. Matter of fact, we got any single mamas? Raise your hand. Stand to your feet. If you're a single mama, stand to your feet this morning. Just stand. All single mamas right now. Come on. Give them a round of applause. Let them stand and just clap for them right now. Oh, y'all can do better than that. I'm talking single mamas doing it, grinding, doing it by themselves. Man, God bless you, all the singles mamas. I mean, when you think about it, man, women just have so single, married, it does not. I mean, it's just so much to do. You're like the glue that keeps the family together. I mean, because really, let's be honest, men. You know, let's just be honest. If any day we're going to be honest, let's be honest today. I mean, women are the glue that holds the families together. I mean, they're counselors, they're mentors. I mean, they do so much, and especially when we start tripping. I mean, I know this is not good English, but we be tripping sometimes. I mean, how many know men just trip? We just trip sometimes, and we leave you in those seasons when we're tripping. Ladies, don't get too crazy now. Come on, they getting excited like he preaching today. I ain't even saying nothing yet. They like, "That's a good word. I get this CD right now. Play this back." But we do, we trip, because if you think about it, I mean, ladies deal with so much responsibility, and then they're married to these jokers that we just don't even know half the time who we are. We don't know where we're going sometimes. We're up, we're down. I mean, we love you, then we don't want you no more, then we love you again. You know, and then we love God, and then we're out of love with God, and we are just confused at times. But the one thing that I've noticed is always steady is mama. Mama always loved God. Mama always said, "I'm staying with my family." Mama is just that glue. Come on, everybody say the glue. I mean, they just, you know, when there's so much going on, these women just hold it down, man. I mean, so many responsibilities, you know, with things going on, tripping dads and all this stuff that's happening, and then all their responsibilities. Come on, somebody. I mean, you gotta, you know, you're Uber. You understand? You're just Uber without the paycheck. You gotta take kids to doctor appointments. You gotta take kids to soccer practice. You gotta take kids to baseball practice, basketball, softball. You gotta take them to church. Come on, by yourself half the time. Gotta take them to youth practice and all the other stuff that you gotta do. Then you gotta teach them how to read half the time. Then you gotta get the kids' clothes out and make sure they look right. Come on. And then you gotta get your husband dressed. Come on, somebody. And make sure he ain't looking crazy when he leave the house half the time. Then you gotta cook dinner. Then you gotta make breakfast, then you got to make lunch, then you got to plan everything out, and then you got to take little Pookie over here and grab little Pookie over there, then you got to go whoop them over here, and then after all that, at the end of the night, then you got to turn into a freak under the sheets. You understand what I'm saying? After all that, then the men like you. The Bible says the bedroom's undefiled. Is that not an expectation? Don't lie to me right now. You know that's an expectation. After all that, then there's an expectation that you turn into Superwoman. Come on, somebody. Oh, now the men are awake. They like, okay, I want this one too. Amen. Everybody buying this CD today. Because that's the expectation of mothers. And I mean, seriously, after all the, I begin to just sit back and just, I mean, it's like you guys are super women. Because it's a good thing I'm not a woman. Amen. After all that, ain't nobody getting none. Come on, somebody. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep, Jack. I don't care what the Bible say. We getting counseling up in here. I've been Ubering all day, cooking and cleaning. I'm going to sleep up in here. Amen. I'm just teasing. Amen. But we got to understand that women are so, they are blessed, man. We are blessed to have you. You deserve a Mother's Day after all that. I mean, you have so many things and responsibilities that you have put on you. But at the same time, you've been graced by God to handle it. So we're not going to have a pity party for you. We're going to honor you because God has given you a grace. That's what the Bible says. He sent Adam a helper. That means you have capacity that'll blow your mind. You are greater than you know you are right now. If you only know what's inside of every mother in this place, she is equipped to do all that. She is equipped to handle all that. When God gave Adam all that responsibility, he said, let me send you a helper. And that helper, it has the ability to do anything. You sit, matter of fact, you don't even know you sit next to Superwoman right now. And when we look at this text right here in John chapter 2, I love it because we learn a lot about motherhood. When we look at Mary, and this text is amazing because when you look at this text, it's rich because you see Jesus the Son, and then you also see Jesus the Savior. And you can look at it, and there's different angles to look in that. And when you see this Jesus who's a Son, but at the same time he's a Savior in his anointed role, because remember, Jesus is a hypostatic union. He's all God and he's all man at the same time. And in this text, we see a little bit of his godness, and then we see a little bit of his humanity. And what's lost in it a lot is because he does this miracle, we almost overlook Mary in this text. Because really, Mary, again, is the glue in the midst of all this. But many people don't really talk about Mary because we're focused on Jesus. Now, how many know that's just like a mama right there? She get overlooked by everything. Come on, somebody. She does everything. She's the glue, but don't nobody pay attention to her. That a lot of times, except it's Mother's Day, but they take her for granted and overlook like she's going to always be doing what she's always going to be doing. And I really believe that when you look in this text, we see a lot here that goes on that Mary shows us a lot about motherhood. I know we're familiar. Everybody knows this text. Amen. Every sinner knows this text. They know Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine. And it seemed like it don't matter how unsaved or saved, everybody know this right here. And when we look at this text, it gives us a little bit about amazing motherhood and about amazing mothers, because we know the story that Mary and Jesus and the boys, they're at a wedding. Now, what's amazing about this is that when you think about a wedding, don't get spiritual right here. Because this wedding is not like a church event, which messes up a lot of, you know, people who are super spiritual, super deep. Because a wedding in Cana, it's almost like a party was going on. And Jesus was at a party. And they were getting turned at the party. Come on, y'all been to weddings. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't play. Come on, somebody. And Jesus was there. And the Bible lets us know that they're getting turned so much, they run out of wine. Now, who runs out of wine? Who runs out of alcohol? Come on, somebody. That's how much they were partying, is that they didn't run out of water. Come on, they ran out of wine up in that joker. And what's amazing is Mary comes to Jesus, and she says to him, hey, Jesus, come here. We out of that good stuff. And see, a lot of people don't like this because.